All right, welcome into the Big Story Podcast. We're trying to be big time and have some music, but we don't have really a way to... Here we go.
All right.
Very good. Thanks, Chuck.
How do you like that, Brent?
I like that.
I'm trying to show you how to be more professional.
I'm sure holding a cell phone up to the mic is about as professional as we're going to get.
Oh, me. Well, hey, man, you did a good job this past Sunday.
Appreciate it, brother.
And for those who were here for our service, I'm sure that you were challenged in Brent's message and the points of God's faithfulness and His sovereignty, the story of Joseph,
Absolutely.
Last part of Genesis. Did you have a good time doing it?
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed it.
You seemed to enjoy yourself.
I did. I mean, I love Genesis, and I love talking about the resurrection. So
that's right.
Absolutely.
You kind of got your little thing going on there at the end. You got your baptism thing in there.
Yeah, I'm excited and glad to be a Baptist.
So it was good, man, and you slowed down and you had a big old time, and we were able to follow along, and it was
that's right.
Good.
Everybody was. I'm glad. I'm
it
excited.
No, I'm sure that folks who were able to be here were challenged by the sermon, and the worship was good too, and the rest of the service was good too.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying that that we don't value all aspects of our worship time.
I thought William's song lead in, I thought that was great as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Joseph's Trouble. Song written by Pat Terry.
Okay.
Don't know if you knew that or not. Pat Terry, one of my heroes in Christian music. He's from Atlanta.
Okay.
Back in the day. And Pat's got some great music. So anyway, and if you hadn't got a chance to get caught up on the series, you can do that either through the NorthbrookChurch.com website or look on the eConnection if you get that. It goes to the Ustream link, or get on Facebook.
That's right.
The Brent Moore Facebook or Chuck's Facebook, and you can
see
link
there
to
as
our
well.
Ustream.
That's exactly
service.
Right.
So
that's exactly right.
I encourage everybody to kind of do that, and you can keep up even if you were not here.
Absolutely.
But do not use an excuse not to come.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We had a good crowd, so I was excited.
It was a good crowd. A lot of new faces. So anyway, I hope folks are tracking along. It's great to hear conversations out and about.
Yeah, it is.
As we all read through this together, anything that you're hearing?
Right. I mean, I think it's just it's exciting for everybody. I mean, even Trish, who's here in the office, she was talking about with Case and Olivia, her youngest two, and how she is using a children's Bible sometimes. But more than that, her and Dub are reading the stories themselves and then just telling the stories to their kids straight from the Word of God.
Yeah.
And so I think both are good. And so that's how they're choosing to do it. So she's just one of many who I know are doing that.
I heard some feedback on the student ministry trip you guys took on Saturday.
Right, that's right.
A couple of the parents who were on the trip rode in the same vehicle.
That's
and,
right.
Talked about the Bible the whole way, I understand.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what's so neat is that when you strike up a conversation with someone, and you and I did this with a PLT or right after the service, it's like we were all reading the same thing this week.
Yeah.
So you don't have to kind of go around the issue, okay, where are you at with the scriptures, where am I at? It's like you can just start right in on a conversation, and that's just really cool.
Yeah, and respond to the same things.
That's right. Yeah, we're both digesting the same thing at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think is the kind of the main point? So now we're only through Genesis, okay?
So right.
We got 65 more books to read through, folks, and we want you to hang in there with us. But what do you think so far? Cuz right. I'm hearing a kind of a common word.
Right.
Maybe.
Right.
About what do you think is the common thing so far?
Well, specifically off our last two messages, I think sovereignty and God's faithfulness has to come out. But then the first two messages, I would say a creative design of God really came out. So we've had four on Genesis. So so combine those two together, and I think that's where we've been so far.
Yeah, yeah. So I agree with you, and I was going to choose those words as well. I think... And this is one of the things I thought about this week as just reflecting back. One of the things I think folks are beginning to see, even this early,
right,
that God is has a bigger picture in mind, and the details of the story are taking us through this big story. I mean, I hate to keep using that, but that's exactly what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
So you see these things, these individual events happening. You see these characters going through things in their life, God using specific people for a grander purpose down the road. Now, some of us are fortunate enough to know a little more about the story than others.
Right.
What's fresh is some people that don't are reading it maybe for the first time and are picking up on that too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you could just as well call it, if you don't use like the word big story, redemption story.
Okay.
And that's another way to kind of look at it, and seeing Jesus Christ as the center of this story.
Well, and you can already begin to see redemptive things coming out of what situations you might think they couldn't come out of.
Right, almost hopeless. It looks like at a certain points in our story, it does.
Yeah. Well, I brought something with me to the podcast today that I thought might be helpful for folks, and we're hopefully try to bring some things to this opportunity that would be helpful as we go through all this together. But I mentioned this to you earlier, Brent. One of the things I've been doing fairly regularly since 1980, so 30 years.
Okay, 2 years before I was born.
Thank you, son.
Yes.
I've been journaling.
Right.
And the reason that I thought about this and encouraging our listeners to maybe give some thought to doing this is because we're seeing God put events into place that have significant meaning for things down the road.
Okay.
And so one of the things that I've done as I've journaled along through the years, and I did this at one sitting, I started it at one sitting at the encouragement of somebody else that I heard, is I have a page in my journal that's called Spiritual Inventory Markers.
Okay.
And so you can see these things in Scripture.
Yeah.
You can see markers along the way.
Right.
You know, and just like you pointed this out Sunday in Jacob, blessing his family there right before he dies, right?
Yeah.
And he blesses Judah.
Yeah.
And man, is that just a rich, what is it, like five verses?
Right, yeah. Well, he goes through pretty much all his sons there, but it's so interesting that he tells Judah that the scepter will not leave his hand, when in actuality what we see there is Joseph is the one leading. So it's so amazing that in the providence and the foresight of God that we have Judah.
Yeah.
Who is proclaimed that the scepter will not leave his hand.
To me, that when I read that, I went, oh, there's a marker
toward
the Messiah, you know.
Yes.
And even some more references in there about the donkey, about the vine on his robe or something like that. I can't remember exactly. But just some allusions to even the crucifixion.
Yeah, yeah.
I think in that.
Well, it's all where we're heading, and it's going to get more clear as we keep moving through the story.
Yeah, right. So I don't know. I don't know if there's significant things in your life that you look back on and you go, this was, and you've told me about a few in your life. This was significant for what God was doing in me and calling me to do.
Absolutely.
And I've got a list of about, I don't know, 30 things here. I hadn't counted them that have happened so far.
Right.
In my life. Not all of them are dated, but some significant things where God sort of put a marker in my life and said, this is going to be significant.
Right.
And I look back on it, and it's great to see what he's done.
Right. And we could also call that milestones, spiritual milestones, those kind of things. No, absolutely. And this is also a neat concept because we've talked about this a little bit with our student ministry and our children's ministry and where we're heading, and that we look at these times where babies are being born. Okay, my wife is pregnant, and kids are moving from 6th grade to 7th grade, and then from 12th grade into college, and we use these times as strategic times to prepare them for the next level. So we're hoping that they can have a milestone and point back to specifically, when I entered, you know, Brent's ministry at 7th grade, things began to happen for me. Or when I got involved with Cindy's ministry and what we were learning, I can remember as a fourth grader, you know, things about God just coming alive to me. So I think this idea that you're talking about here with milestones that, of course, isn't original with us. It's straight from the scriptures is very helpful and very biblical.
Right, right. So I just encourage folks to do it. I mean, I'm looking at my list here that I brought. I went back and started really. I was saved at age six. Well, certainly that was a pretty significant spiritual marker in my life. Growing up, I was in a Monday night Bible study as a teenager.
Yeah.
And I learned the spiritual disciplines and the spiritual gifts as a teenager. Mm-hmm. That was a marker in my life, that experience, the decision to go into ministry.
Yeah,
I remember
huge.
That.
Yeah.
Didn't know the specifics, but I remember just knowing that God designed me for that. I've got some trials in here. For those who know the story of Northbrook, Tim Wheat leaving to go to Denver, leaving our church to go to Denver, that was a spiritual marker for me. I mean,
yeah.
It was for him, for sure. But it sort of changed my role a little bit. Even more recently, I've got written down here the unsettledness of 2003 and 2004.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going into details about all that here on the podcast. Some folks were hearing part of that.
Right.
But that was a real significant marker for me.
Yeah.
And God used that time. So I just encourage folks, as you're reading through God's story, think about your own.
That's right.
At these intersections of his story and yours.
Right.
And how he has orchestrated things in your life to get you to where you are now.
Absolutely. Draw the line. You know, don't let that story of Joseph or the story of Job stay flat on the pages of your Bible, but draw your own story and connections there with the scriptures. I mean, that's what God has for us.
Well, I know folks are reading Job this week, and
that's right.
You know, without going into too much, the Lord could have left that book out of the Bible. You know, I mean,
it's a tough one. It's a tough one.
It's a tough book. No, he needed to put it in there. And the more I'm studying and preparing for this Sunday, the more I know why it's there.
Right.
So encourage folks to stick with it. We're going to have a great time this coming Sunday.
We look forward to it. And I think that's about all the time we have here.
All right. And thanks for listening, everybody.
All right. Thanks much.